Yes, we back at it again. So the first order of business I want to speak about. So last week, Jess Hilarious was under fire because she made comments about a video with some trans women, and she was letting them know that we birth y'all. Y'all come from us. Only women can have periods. Now, she got a lot of backlash from the trans community. Flame Monroe came to her defense. Her and T.S. Madison had a couple words, but she ended up siding with Jess as well. But then it was a lot of people that wasn't siding with Jess. They was on up in arms. And you know, what really bothered me about this was it was so many women that weren't on Jess's side. They didn't have her back. Now, when it comes to the trans community, there is a line that you should not cross. And that line gets blurred sometimes. And the reason why I say that line gets blurred, because there's so many things that happen when it comes with the trans community. I'll give you an example. There have been instances where people from the trans community have lost their lives because of not only being trans, but also for lying about being trans. And we just have to be careful just being who we are, because once you make that decision, that's where you stand at that. So you might as well be honest. But also too, Jess was not wrong for where she stands. I definitely support her wholeheartedly. And also, for the people that don't stand with her, she made a point too when she was like, who protects black women? When your own race turns on you for taking the stand, that says a lot. That says a lot. But, and you know, Paradise Paris, she called a little backlash too, because she came to Jess Hilarious's aid too, and she brought a whole bunch of different points with her. So, it's just a matter of knowing where you stand, knowing the right information, not just blurting out anything because you don't like where somebody's viewpoint is. Hey, you gotta live just like they gotta live. So, if you're gonna live, might as well do it right. So, like I said, I'm standing with Jess, standing with my sister, my black sister. And I'm also standing with Paris. I believe everything she said as well in her videos. Now, moving right along, shall we? So also, next order of business, I want to talk about DJ Envy. Now, DJ Envy is being sued. He has two lawsuits for what he has been doing in real estate. Now, the people that are suing him are people that have lost money when it comes to them thinking that they was gonna gain the profit, and they said it was end up being a Ponzi. They said they think it's a Ponzi scheme. And you know, his fellow other people, Caesar, you know, has gone down with them and a whole host of other folks. And but also, there's people in the game also that were getting a bad rep. You know, like Ernie Leisure and, you know, people like that. They were, you know, I guess DJ MV was trying to get the pressure off him, so he was trying to, you know, put them down and Tony the Closer. He was trying to say that he made them. And they were already on their way. They already had a name, they already had a buzz, they was their trajectory was already looking good. So my whole thing is, do right by your people. Because a lot of people right now are looking at DJ Envy a certain way because of how he chose to handle business. If you ain't good with the money, that says a lot about your character. Well, then it also points the question also too, what else you not good with? Because if you gonna sit there and take that, oh man, what else would you do? So, as the lawsuits come down and situations come down, we'll definitely see later down the line what's gonna be the outcome of it. So, we're gonna definitely keep you posted. Now, Carly Russell. You know, she was a big story in the news last week as well. This lady, I spoke on it already, but for the people who don't know, she made up a story about getting abducted. Had the police go on a search for her. Had her boyfriend worried, family worried. Her family was on Good Morning America. They found her. She ended up stumbling home. When they did the research, they found out that she was not abducted. Her lies and her story, she told her attorney that it really didn't happen. She made it all up. So, for what she got for her lies, was they prosecuted her and she is now in jail. And I think they summed it up as the charges are for, I think they said for falsifying a police report. It's some type of charge. I can't remember the whole name of the charge, but that's what she's in jail for. So she's in jail for that. So, she was smiling on her mugshot, so, you know, there's that. And, you know, out of this ordeal, you know, her boyfriend or her ex, he left. And he's made a name for himself on social media. He done got some followers out of it. And I guess he's gonna milk that to the bank. But, yeah, it's just so unfortunate because we're in a time where there's so many black women that go missing. Black people, period. But mainly women, mostly. And for them to put that search out when they haven't been doing it for the longest, that set us back. That set us back a while. Might set us back, who knows, maybe 30, 40 years. But anyway, that's the deal with her. So we're gonna keep trucking. Now, when it comes to more people that have been embarrassing themselves, this man might take the cake. Adam 22. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up Adam 22 is because he has been still in the tabloids. This time, he's in the tabloids for... It's a man by the name of Andrew Tate. And I think next week I'm going to do... I think I'm going to have a whole excerpt on Andrew Tate next week. Because there's an interview he did and I want to break that down. I'm going to try to do that next week. So, Andrew Tate is a man who was put in prison because they said they thought he was involved in child trafficking. No, sex trafficking. Money laundering. There was a whole bunch of other charges that they got him for. He got released. He was in jail for 9 months. They seized all his cars. He's been on house arrest. He's had a few different interviews. He had an interview with Tucker Carlson. He had an interview with BBC. And he's also had an interview with Candace Owens, and that's the interview that I really want to break down. And I'm going to look at the Tucker Carlson interview as well. Give me some more notes on how I choose to go about breaking those down. So also, but the reason why I'm bringing him up is because Aiden Ross, who is on Twitch and Kick, I think he's also on Kick as well. Aiden Ross did a stream where he brought in Andrew Tate, and Andrew Tate met Adam 22 and his wife. And the interesting thing about this was, out of nowhere, Adam 22 told Andrew Tate he would love if he would be the top G and have sex with his wife. And the look on his wife's face when he said that, she didn't say it, but the look on her face, she was so embarrassed because she didn't understand why this man was out here playing her. Because it started out as something she wanted to do, but it has spent off into, and it got so many different legs now. It's so many people, it was a reel that went viral. And there's so many people using that reel where Lena's body is being used, and a whole bunch of men are using it saying, oh yeah, I got next. And it's just, it is real disrespectful to her, and it's disrespectful to their marriage, because it's a wild position to be in. So when he asked Andrew about it, he said no. He said, I will not involve myself in such vile things. And he said, it's not because your wife isn't pretty. It's because I don't see no honor in that. And the response that he gave, it wasn't shocking, because I wasn't expecting him to take Adam up on that offer either. But the way Adam looked, he just looked so beneath himself, because he didn't know what to do after that. I guess he didn't expect the top G to turn down his wife. But at the end of the day, that's still your wife. And for something that his wife wanted a while ago, now Adam can't turn off. And then, on top of him not being able to turn it off, like I said, he's getting disrespected up and down. You know, Jason Love had some words for him. In the past 2 weeks as well. So, and like I said, That's the guy that he was using to mess with his wife. So, like I said, it's definitely gotten way out of hand. Way, way out of hand. And I don't know how they're going to turn it around. But what I do know is that you started with a monster. So, we'll definitely see how that pans out. And speaking of relationships, I'm gonna save that. Let's get into these albums, shall we? Now, nobody has been talking about the Lil TJ album. The album is alright. I'm not gonna lie. You got a couple good tracks on there. I wish people would give him more of a chance. Especially after the ordeal he's been dealing with. He definitely need just a little support, you know? A little support to get him through. Cardi and Offset. They came out with a song, Jealousy. Quavo came out with a song. His album coming out Friday. So we're looking forward to that. New Quavo album. I think Offset's gearing up to come out. He didn't put a date on it, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure Cardi is still dropping this year. She hasn't gave a date, but we know what's coming. Nicki, you know, she's been quiet lately. She's dropping, I think she said in November. I don't know why she's dropping so late, but she's dropping in November. And if I'm a betting man, Cardi is probably, even though we don't got no single or nothing, she's probably dropping, I would want to say, probably October. If I wanted to bet, probably October. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. Utopia dropped. Travis Scott's album. That's a good album. I'm not gonna lie. Got a few nice tracks on there as well. I hear a lot of people been saying it's been sounding real Donda-ish. Like an extra Kanye album. Sounded like Donda 3. It's almost got that Kanye feel to it. I'm not gonna lie. A couple of his tracks do feel like maybe Kanye might have put some of his touches on there. But he has a lot of people on the album. A lot of people. And one song that's getting a lot of buzz right now is the song with him and Drake. They saying on the song, Drake was taking shots at Pharrell and Pusha T. I don't know why he doing that. It's about to be gearing up for round two. It's about to be round two. Like, they beef about to be back ignited. You know, Pharrell probably at home, like, how I get in this. So, we're going to see. We're going to see how this gets pushed. I really can't wait. For real, I'm not even gonna lie. I cannot wait to see how this gets pushed. So we definitely gonna find out. But also, let's talk about some relationship news, shall we? So it was a story that broke that it was a guy, he was trying to take a girl out. And they were supposed to meet up at the restaurant. And he was there and everything, and the girl stood him up. And the reason why that bothered me so was because there's so many women out here saying they want a good man, And that was a good band. It got stood up. I don't know what was the woman's issue, or if she do that to other guys. I have no idea. But I just know that she may look up in a few years and realize she might have missed her shot. That might be her first charmer right there. You know, just like on Future's new song, he taking a shot at Russell. A lot of good guys always get, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the bad end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? You know, being with a good guy is still a flex. I don't feel like it's not one. So, but at the end of the day, you only know what you know. And until you ready to grow, you're going to keep picking what you've been picking. It's okay to have a type. But if that type don't serve you, if that type don't cater and feed to your mentally, physically, and emotionally, spiritually, you out here wasting your time. I saw this clip earlier where they were talking about men and women, and it was a video of Mr. Rogers, and they said if Mr. Rogers was around right now and how he spoke, he'd be counsel. I really believe that. He probably would have been. I really believe that. He might have been. The climate nowadays is so soft. You say one wrong thing out here, everything for you goes down. Whether it be about certain family or what certain group. Yeah, people are connected. You know, treat people how you want to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you say you want a good man, but you got to ask yourself, are you a good woman? A lot of times we want things that we are ourselves. You know, Mike Tyson said something so profound. He said, we are what we hate. And I said, hey, that spoke volumes to me. The reason why I say that is because you have certain white people hating on black people, okay, boom. Then you have certain black people hating on Asians, okay, boom. Then you might have some white people hating on black people, boom. Then you might have some biracials maybe hating on people from the Middle East. That's a cycle. And you fit in where you fit in. You might be a person that loves everybody. But then you might have a friend that just, he might hate Jews, or he might hate Latinos. You just don't know. You don't know what people, or you might hate Asians. You really don't know where somebody falls in the spectrum until you're dealing with them. Now, also, another topic I forgot about when it came to music. Boosie had some words for Kodak Black. He told Kodak Black, he said, because he took the deal with 6ix9ine, he called him gay. He said for $20 million, he'll take a thumb up his butt. I was like, whoa. Like, pause. Like, you, hey. And that's one thing I never can get about Boosie. He be out of line a lot of times. And nobody will never say nothing. They just laugh and giggle. Hee hee. Nah, that ain't funny. Because he might be one of the only rappers to always want to pull out that. He got like a gay card. He loves to drop. I don't know what's his deal. He loves saying about these rappers. So it's just weird to me, man. Like, relax. And I don't understand. The only reason what I don't get is I don't understand how he can spew so much hate towards the LGBT community when his own daughter, you know what I'm saying, is batting for the other team. So it's just like, I don't get it. And who's to say, what if that's his karma for all he's been, for everything he's been saying about the community? You know, we get it. We get it, man. Nobody saying you gotta agree with everything, but you don't gotta be hateful. Not at all. But it's definitely been a week. It's definitely been a week. Trying to make sure I covered everything. Of course. Congress said they found some UFOs. Of course. Gotta have some strange stuff happen. They found some UFOs. They said they found some human remains in the UFOs. I said, whoa. Not the aliens, but they found some human. They found some humans, and they holding on to the bodies. If that ain't something for you to take in right there, I'm trying to tell you, man. These people, boy, they know what they doing, man. But also, you gotta look at this too. You gotta really think about this. This is where my conspiracy brain always goes. They always try to distract us with something wild. And then they'll just hit us with a whole 180. They're trying to distract you with this UFO business. Next thing you know, Sleepy Joe might send another package over there to Ukraine. I'm telling you, man. Sometimes the agenda they try to give you really don't be the agenda that's on hand. Just think about it. Really just think about it. Also, I want to send thoughts and prayers to Gilly the King and his family. He lost his son. I can really imagine how that man feeling. Because, you know, even in the word, it tells us about how we supposed to bury our parents, not our parents burying us. And I've seen a lot of that over my course of life. And it's so sad and traumatizing to keep seeing it so backwards, you know. Especially with a lot of kids, they got so much life, so much potential that they had, and for them to be gone too soon. So, yeah, I'm sending nothing but healing energy over to Gilly, over to Wallow, his wife, his brother, you know, the rest of the family. To LeBron James and Bronny, want to send thoughts and prayers to you as well. You know, Bronny had cardiac arrest last week, and he was rushed to the hospital. They still haven't given a report of what has happened, but that don't matter. The point is that he's healthy, he's at home, he's with his family, he's under the best care. And when they tell us something, we will deliver the message. But I just wanted to throw that out there. Anything else I've missed? Like I said, charge it to my head, not my heart. Of course, the Barbie movie. I've been seeing a lot of women dress up and everything, and I've heard it got good rates. I won't be seeing it, but you know, somebody go out there and show love for the movie. You know, I didn't want to do this whole episode, never introduced myself, the episode or nothing. But once again, this has been another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your boy, Rashad, a.k.a. Shad. You know. Also, I have a hotline if you want to send me a voicemail. I want to start doing voicemails. If I get some, I'll definitely read them off. You can hit the voicemail at 202-525-6186. You can text that number too if you want me to ask some questions or something. So you can text me or email me once again at the Vibe With Me hotline, 202-525-6186. If nobody told you I didn't love y'all today, I love y'all. Stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay prayed up. Talk to you soon. Peace.